Back here with our inside look at baseball, A's and Mariners coming up. We're joined by Jen Mueller. She works for Fox Sports Northwest. We're sitting in beautiful Peoria on a nice sunny morning, thinking about Seattle baseball. You come down from the rainy Northwest. Seattle baseball, a little bit of a buzz this winter.
I got to say, people in the Northwest have called it kind of our own economic stimulus package down there. It really has changed in the last, I would say, even 6-8 weeks, the way that people feel about the Mariners and the optimism for the season.
Boy, nice. Jen Mueller joins us here as we talk a little Mariner baseball. Well, we're sitting here looking at number 24, Ken Griffey Jr., and boy, the fans here along the fence looking at him. It's got to be a major, major up for Ken Griffey Jr. to come back to Seattle.
Absolutely. And you know what? I think it covers a couple different generations. There's the generation that saw what he did when he was a young player and revived baseball and really kept baseball in Seattle. Then you've got the generation of younger kids that have heard about him or seen him from afar that now get a chance to actually cheer for him. And then, you know, I think he just brings a lot of optimism himself. He can still play. I know that he's still got some pop in that bat, and they're looking to play him a little bit in the field and, you know, DH him, maybe play him at first. So it's not like he's just an ornamental figure on the bench.
You know, Jen, some changes around Seattle, and let's start with someone we know very well in Oakland. A couple of people. One is Don Wakamatsu, the new manager, and Ty Van Berkelio is his bench coach. He was the A's hitting coach last year. What has been the impact of both of these men on Seattle?
You know, I think it's a little bit too early to tell exactly because the entire city's trying to get a good feel for him, but having a chance to be around him, they smile a lot. They go out of their way to say hi. There's a different vibe in the clubhouse, and I think part of that's due to the players, but part of that is due to the coaches. They've changed things around a little bit. They brought some fresh drills, which is what a few of the players had said the other day. I know a few of the pitchers were talking about the fact that they don't feel like they're working hard, even though they are. They can't tell exactly how much conditioning they're doing because the entire staff has introduced new drills and really kept it new, so they're excited to come to the ballpark every day.
Jen Mueller joins us. She works for Fox Sports Northwest, does some of the features, and you'll see her on pre- and post-game and all over the channel this year, as we always enjoy watching Mariner baseball. Looking at the pitching staff, and you can't go anywhere without pitching. Of course, Felix Hernandez, another year older, but Eric Bedard, big question mark. I mean, he came over in a very big trade for 5 top minor league players, really a zero last year. First appearance of the spring, did quite well, and we'll probably see him down the road a little bit. What's your take on Eric Bedard, and how important is he to the Mariners?
I think he is a big key for the Mariners, and I think everything is really setting up for him to have a good year. You mentioned his good outing. He was hurt for part of last year. Nobody knew that until the end of the season. So he had the surgery. He feels better. He's actually a little bit ahead of schedule, but in talking to him the other day, he said, yeah, but, you know, I don't know what's expected. I feel good. I'm out there. I'm pitching. You know, so I think everything is setting up for him to have a good year. And I think he's got a good staff around him. He won't be expected to carry the load and be the only pitcher. You have Felix Hernandez, who's there, who is showing some steady improvement. Looks great, by the way. Carlos Silva dropped 35 pounds. He could be Felix's twin brother, I think. They look so similar now. You know, you've got some veterans in there. And then they're looking at some young guys, perhaps Ryan Roland Smith to come up and step in, Brandon Morrow to step in. So you've got a mix of old, young, different styles. I think it's going to help Bedard out just because of those pieces around him.
Yeah, very good analysis of the pitching. You're right. I forgot Ryan Roland Smith did well last year, the left-hander from Australia. Big part of the Mariner plans. Ichiro, a little controversy around him. Maybe not a little, a lot of controversy around him last year. What's your take on Ichiro?
You know, it's going to be interesting to see how that one plays out. I know that they've started doing some more articles about how he's showing leadership roles in Japan's, you know, heading into the World Baseball Classic. You know, I think that it's kind of a lot of talk, and it's something that's a flashpoint in the offseason. But there's a couple more team guys around that they're going to kind of alleviate that, I think, and I think it's going to be just fine. He's still a heck of a player, can really put the ball in play, which is what they need.
Is a Hall of Famer to be, I'll tell you that. Jen Mueller with us. You enjoy being down here in Arizona. You look good, and the sunshine is good. A nice, relaxed place, huh?
Absolutely. You can't beat it. I think it's probably a little rainy, a little cold in Seattle, so I'm going to soak up as much sun as I can while I'm down here.
All right, Jen. Thanks so much. A pleasure having you on.
Thanks so much.
All right, that is Jen Mueller. Nice to have her on the show today, and very enthusiastic. And I feel the same way about the Mariners, sort of about the A's as well. Some good things happening, and there was poison in that clubhouse last year, and with the managers John McLaren and Riggleman, Jim Riggleman, they just never could rid the distaste of what was going on with that ball club, and over 100 losses for that Seattle team. Boy, amazing. Well, expect the best, experience the difference. Alta Alliance Bank, 1951 Webster Street in Oakland, 1337 Grand Avenue in Piedmont. I mentioned the law office of Stephen Weiner. They've handled over 3,100 personal injury cases. Very aggressive representation. They do just PI work, personal injury work, exclusively for 29 years. Free consultation, advance all the legal costs, no recovery, there is no fee. So I appreciate your giving Stephen Weiner a call if you have anything cooking over there. General Roofing, you hear the spot. Dave Hamilton, the former athletics pitcher, does that spot for us. He's the project manager at General Roofing, so a lot of fun to have him part of right off the bat this year. Always like to talk a little bit about the Cactus League baseball as we look around baseball. How about the A-Rod story? Well, now a torn labrum in the hip. Looks like he may not be out 10 weeks. They're going to try the conservative route here and not give him surgery. And they think maybe he'll be back before the end of spring training. So more to be written, I'm sure, about the A-Rod story. Well, we talked about Texas today. We talked about Seattle and the A's. And the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, Kelvin Escobar, the pitcher who was out just about the whole last year, way ahead of schedule coming back from his surgery. They think he'll be back in May, which is huge for the Angels because they've got trouble in that fifth starter spot. Irvin Santana, some tightness in the forearm. You know, Mike Socha has not played his regulars yet this spring. Joe Saunders, Jared Weaver, Irvin Santana, John Lackey, Vladimir Guerrero, Torrey Hunter's got a little sore hamstring. But Mike Socha says, hey, this is a long spring training. It's only March the 6th. He doesn't think he's going to get these guys into a game probably until next week. Howie Kendrick had his first game for the Angels yesterday and got a couple of hits. The Seattle team, Brandon Morrow, a little forearm stiffness for the young man from the University of California. And Eric Bedard, as we touched on earlier, 26 strikes, 21 balls yesterday, 2 2/3 scoreless innings. That is pretty good. Closer for Seattle, that is something well up in the air. Miguel Bautista, Roy Corcoran, Mark Lowe, you don't know who it's going to be. Randy Messenger, saw him with the Giants last year, David Ardsma. So if you're a fantasy baseball fan, you may want to keep those two in mind. Jason Jennings, a name in the Cactus League, formerly with the Astros and other teams, and the Rockies as well. He's had a lot of arm trouble. He's back in the Ranger camp this year, throwing about 88 to 89. He's thrilled with it, about 5 miles an hour faster than last year. So the Rangers cautiously optimistic about Jason Jennings. Andrew Jones, as Bernie Pleskoff, our scout, told us, still struggling for the Rangers, trying to make that ball club. 10 strikeouts for Andrew Jones in 14 at-bats. And Omar Vizquel today is going to play second base. So with Elvis Andrus at short, the young rookie, they want to give Vizquel some time at second, maybe to settle Andrus down a little bit. How'd you like the line of Jabba Chamberlain yesterday? Wow. 4 walks and getting 1 out in the first inning against, I think it was Team Canada that he was pitching against. But my goodness, for a major league pitcher to have an inning like that, you just have to wonder, is there anything wrong with him? But that's what we have spring training for. It doesn't matter the results. It's how you feel afterwards. So Jabba Chamberlain, if you're thinking about him and the Yankees, I think that's one you have to be a little bit concerned about. Boston prospect Daniel Bard, remember this name, B-A-R-D, hit 100 miles an hour yesterday on the gun. He's 23 years old. They say he is going to pitch in Boston this year. The Red Sox, Jonathan Papelbon pitched yesterday, and they are working Clay Buchholz back into the rotation for the Sox. Threw a no-hitter a couple of years ago. It was against the Orioles, Kevin Curran? I forget. I think it was against the Orioles. But Clay Buchholz got a big strikeout to end that no-hitter. Then he disappeared off the face of the earth. We saw him in the fall league. He's working his way back for the Sox. He had a good game yesterday. Got into some trouble, but got out of it. And that's the key there. Minnesota Twins, a very good pitching rotation. Twins probably the favorite in the AL Central. Blackburn, Slowey, Liriano, Perkins, and Baker. Blackburn's coming back from a knee in the offseason, and they really don't have a starter to replace him. So for the Twins, that is, if you're a Twins fan, something to watch. I didn't realize Joe Mauer, the batting champion for the Twins a couple of years ago, had kidney surgery over the winter, and he is a couple of weeks away, I think, from playing. And Joe Nathan back on the hill, he had a little bit of a sore arm and knocked him out of the WBC for the USA. He is going to be back on the hill this Sunday. And a last note, Jeremy Bonderman, former Athletic right-handed pitcher for the Tigers. Three or four innings, they hope, in 2 weeks. That is the word from Jim Leland. Let's face it, folks, the economy is not the best right now. You know it. I know it. We all know it. But you still travel. And that's why if you're doing airport parking in Oakland, AirPark service is the second to none. You leave your car there, your car services are available, and you get that shuttle bus, you go right to the airport. And the best deal is I'm going to pay for your first day of parking. Go to www.airpark.com/Marty. Print a voucher, and I'll pay for your first day of parking. That's airpark.com/Marty. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back, talk a little more ball with you, and we'll get you ready for Rattle the Lumber with the captain, Ken Korak. We'll do that and a lot more here from very pretty sunny Phoenix today. A's and Mariners coming up. Cactus League Baseball. Nothing better than being down here in the state of Arizona. We'll do that and more right after this.